Hello, this is Tori Watson, and I'm currently joined with two A-level students, Adam Taylor and Emily Irvine, who are expecting their A-level results next week. Adam, what did you study at school?
History, English and politics.
And what about you, Emily?
Biology, Spanish and geography.
And you're both hoping to study next year at a Scottish university. Where are you hoping to get into, Adam?
Glasgow, University of Glasgow.
And what about you, Emily?
Harriet Watt in Edinburgh.
And roughly when will your course begin then, if you get the grades and you're accepted onto the course?
Mid-September, I imagine.
In the middle of September, same.
And will that be roughly around the time that the Scottish independence vote is taking place?
Pretty much, yeah.
Will you be there before the vote?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to vote in the Scottish independence referendum. Do you think you will take up that right?
If I have the right, I'd be interested. Yeah, I'd have to look into it.
And what about you, Emily?
I don't think I would vote, but I'd like to know more about each side of the vote.
If Scotland get the yes vote and they become independent, what implications do you think that will have for your university experience?
I don't think very many, because they would have told us if there were going to be implications for it. But I think it'd be roughly the same, I imagine.
And what about you, Emily? What do you think?
I don't think it would have an impact, or they should have contacted us and let us know beforehand, maybe, if they think it would have a big impact.
Why did you want to go to a Scottish university, Adam?
I think it's a number of factors, but it was kind of appealing to me because they sold it to me as a good university to go to, and universities in Northern Ireland don't seem very exciting, they don't seem very ambitious, and the University of Scotland seem on the rise, so it seems to be a perfect place for me to go.
And why did you want to go, Emily?
I'm quite dependent on my family and friends. If I moved away, it would force me to become more independent and more outgoing.
And what are you looking forward to most about studying in Scotland?
I guess just meeting new people. Meeting people from different country, different culture, and experiencing new things. Just like Emily said, just being away from home, I think, is a good enough reason to leave.
Do you think you'll eventually come back to Northern Ireland after studying in Scotland?
I think I will come back a lot and visit my family, but I don't know if I want to live in Northern Ireland again. I think after living in Scotland, I could probably decide then, but I'm not sure now.
And what about you, Adam?
I think I'd be along the same lines. It really depends if there's a job for me in Northern Ireland, because I don't think there is many jobs, and I think there's more out there for me in Scotland, in the UK. So I'd have to consider that, but if I like Scotland, I wouldn't see any reason to come back to Northern Ireland.
So would jobs and employment be a main reason why you would consider coming back here? And if that wasn't available, then you wouldn't? Or are there other reasons why you potentially wouldn't come back?
Well, I think jobs would be the main one, because there does seem to be a lack of jobs for young people in Northern Ireland, and there is people struggling. But also, for me, it'd be the politics here as well, because it just annoys me, the politics. And in Scotland, it seems just more entertaining, more, you know, proper politics, and that's why I would like to go there and experience that.
And Emily, you're hoping to do biological sciences. Do you think that there are many opportunities in the science industry here in Northern Ireland, or would you be better staying further afield to try and get employment in your area of expertise?
In my particular course, they keep it fresh and updated, so it is easier to be employed after you've finished your course. I think there are more opportunities in Scotland rather than in Northern Ireland, so I think it would be better probably to get a job in Scotland once I've finished my course.
And do you think that would be hard for your family then, not to have you living at home full time, if you decided eventually after 4 years of your course to stay there?
I think it would be very hard, but as my brother's going through the same thing and he's been at university for 2 years now, they'll be used to it by then, I'm sure.
Will you get your results on the 14th of August? All the best of luck, and we are sure that you'll do very, very well.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.